सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देव महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
In sloka number 13, Lord said, Panche mani mahabaho karnani nibodhame sankhe kritante proktani siddhaye sarva karmanam. Siddhaye sarva karmanam for accomplishing any action. Five factors are involved. Nibodhame, O Arjun, you learn well from me because first time I am telling you, earlier I have not said. What are those five factors? Adhishtanam tatha karta karnam cha pritak vidam vividascha pritak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam. There are five factors for accomplishing any action. First is adhishtanam. Adhishtanam means sarir, the body. Then second is karta, the doer is required. Karan, the instruments are required. We have got vahikaran and antakaran. So these currents are required. Then vividhas prithak cheshta, then you have to try for it, you have to act, cheshta. For that you need energy. That means pranaja is required, energy is also required. And daivam chaivatra panchakam, and the fifth factor, all these four factors are easy to understand. But the daivam is also important. Without his consent, nothing will happen. Oi soi jo Ram rachi rakha, whatever the Ramji has planned, that will happen. And we have seen, if your wish is fulfilled, know that he has seconded, Devta has seconded. If your wish is not fulfilled, that means he has not seconded, he has not agreed. Therefore, your desires are not fulfilled. So how you can do this action? He said you three ways you can do the action. Sarir vang mano vi yat karma prarabte narahan nyayam va vibritam va panchete tasyahetava. Whatever actions you do, nyayam, sastriya, dharmic action, vipritam, asastriya, adharmic action you do, you can do it with only three ways. Sarir, vang, mana. Sarir, body, vang, speech, mana, mind. So karma can be done physically by speech and by mind. Both ways, dharmic and adharmic. Tatra evam sati kartaram atmanam kevala tuya pasyati akrata buddhi tvat na sa pasyati durmati. But a durmati, he said, Atma is Karta. Atma is Karta. Actually, the Karta is the Prakriti. Guna gunesu vartante. And Atma is the doer. Atma is not doer. But Durmati thinks that he is the doer. The Atman is the doer. He is the doer means here. Atman is there. He superimposes everything on the Atman. I am doing, I am, when the, he says I, it refers to the Atman here. So Durmati says that Atman is doer. So how can I become from Durmati to Sumati? The next verse is Durmati to Sumati. How you can become Sumati? So he says, Yasya na ahankar krita bhava, buddhi yasya na lipyate. Na ahankar bhava. Ahankar bhava, there is no ego. There is no ego. What is the definition of sannyas? Kapraya tha? Giving up ego, yes. Same thing has come here. Naam krita bhavah. Sannyasa. Ego renounce. What is the definition of ego? Aham karta iti ahankara. I am the doer. And you have to renounce that. Once you renounce that, then what you become? You become a karta. Who is a karta? Paramatma is a karta. That Brahman is a karta, you become a karta. Then, buddhi yasena lipyate. Once you become that Paramatma, that Brahman, who has got no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body, buddhi yasena lipyate, his buddhi is not tainted. You are not doer. The question of tainting also does not arise. Because the one who is the doer, he has to become enjoyer also. Karta, bhokta. Karta has to become bhokta. If I am not karta, so I am not bhokta. If you come to that level, na ahankar, there is no ego, then it is said, Hatva visa iman loka na hanti na nibadyate. Even if such person who has renounced his ego, and there is no selfish desire behind it, his action, na buddhi lipyate, there is no selfish desire. Such person, if he kills or destroys the whole world, hatva abhiman loka. Na hanti, na nibadyate. He has not done anything. Na nibadyate. He will not face the consequence of his karma, his action. That does not mean a realized person will do all these things. It was said earlier also, naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyate tatvit, the knower of the truth, he knows, I am not the doer. But at the same time it was said that he do the action, pasyan, sravanan, all actions are going on, but he is not the doer. From his standpoint, he is not doer. From the other standpoint, they will say it is a good karma, it is a bad karma. From his standpoint, it is not his selfish desire. Like if there is some adi bhautik destruction by fire, by flood, by earthquake, do we charge fire or the flood or the earthquake? Do we file a case against them? You have done all these things? No. Why? There is no karta bhav there. A soldier on the battlefront, he kills enemies. Do we charge him murder? No. Why? No karta bhav. He is not doer. Who has given the instruction? Commander has given. He says, fire! Chalo. Is he doing for his selfish desire? No, there is no selfish motive there also. Therefore, he is not charged with the murder. In the dream, you become murderer. You killed your uncle and made 65 bottles of pickle. This is not my example. This is Gurudev's example. you don't agree with the views of your Anka. Since he is senior to you, you don't speak anything to him in Jagrat Avastha. But in Swapna Avastha, now you are dreaming. And at that time, you killed him. And you made 65 bottles of the pickles also. Next morning you get up and you ring up police, 911, come here fast. What happened? I have killed my uncle. Police comes and sees the uncle is also sitting there. But I killed him in the dream. But in the dream there was no karta. There was no doer. Why there is no doer? Because the intellect is not there in the dream. It is only mind, subconscious mind is working. And karta resides in intellect. The intellect is not able, you are not the doer, so you are not sufferer. So police will not arrest you next morning if you have killed anybody in the dream. Na karta. So all good and bad doings are in the par-drishti. Par-drishti means others will say it is a good karma or a bad karma. One devotee went to a Mahatma and Mahatma was doing his morning work like our Sarnananti after his meal he will take walk. At that time the devotee asked, where are you going, sir? So he said, jahan paav le jaye wahan chale jayenge. Wherever this feet takes me, I will go there. So this devotee went to his own guru. I met this realized master, he said that wherever my feet takes me, I will go there. So then guru told him that you go and ask him, suppose if you don't have feet, where will you go? So next day again he met this Mahatma, again walking. Before he asked any question, he said, wherever the wind takes me, I will go there. Chalo. Then this devotee again went to his master and said, what happened? He's saying, wherever the wind takes me. Then the third day, he says, if the wind is not there, Mahatmaji, what you will do? He again, third day, asks, where are you going, Mahatma? I am going to buy vegetables from the market. In all these three things, it was shown that he is not karta. Mahatma was indicating that I am not the doer. And this devotee got realized in a moment, he is not a karta. Another instance. One Mahatma asked a devotee, give me a glass of water. He drank half of it and gave it to him. And the devotee threw it in the garden. He said, why did you throw it? Don't throw the water also. Don't waste it. Why? Because the water is also Brahman. Got realization that everything is Brahman. Third instance, one person went to a meat seller and told him, give me the best meat. The meat seller said, everything is best. Why everything is best? Everything is Brahma. Realization. So from that level, you can say that. Okay, now in verse number 18, we will see what are the impulses, what propels you to act.
Jnanam jeyam parigyata. Jnanam jeyam parigyata. Trividha karma chodana.
Trividha karma chodana.
Karanam karma karteti.
Karanam karma karteti.
Trividah karma sangraha.
Trividah karma sangraha.
Jnanam jeyam parijyata. Trividha karma chodanam. Karanam karma karteti. Trividah karma sangraha.
ज्ञानम गेयम परिज्ञाता त्रिविधा कर्म चोदना. कर्म चोदना मीन्स द इम्पल्सिस, व्हाट मेक्स यू टू एक्ट, व्हाट आर द फैक्टर्स. द लॉर्ड सेज देयर आर ओनली थ्री फैक्टर्स, देयर इज नो फोर्थ फैक्टर. व्हाट आर दोज इम्पल्सिस? ज्ञानम गेयम परिज्ञाता. ज्ञानम गेयम परिज्ञाता. So what is this jnanam? Jnanam means knowledge, gyam means object, and parijyata means the knower. Gyam means known object, parijyata is the knower, and gyam is the knowledge. So these three are the prerak, propeller of action. How? Gyam. Gyam means object. So once you see the object, temptation may come. So long the objects are not in your presence, a desire will not crop up. That is why in all malls everything is displayed. One garment, 10 colors. Somebody will like red, somebody will like blue, somebody will like black or white, according to your vasana vichaya. So object, once you see the object, then a desire may crop up. Like in India, now the mall concept also has come in India. Otherwise there used to be only in the shop there will have a window, a display, and they will show one sari. It looks very attractive. And when you pass, if you see and if you stand there, start admiring, oh, what a beautiful. The salesman immediately will come out. Amma, amma, come inside, we have got more colors. So by seeing an object, a desire may come. So that is gyam. Parijyata. Parijyata means experiencer, doer. So you might have already experienced earlier, the memory is there, that memory, from that memory, a desire may come. You might have read in the Kindle life also, a person goes out from his house in two ways. When the ice cream wala says, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, you hear ice cream, you go out. Or if ice cream wala is not there, you have earlier experienced ice cream, a thought of ice cream comes in your mind, then you go out. So parijyata, past experience. What is jnanam? The jnanam is different desires arise in the mind of the knower. What type of desire will arise? It depends on your knowledge, your understanding, and technically speaking, your vasanas. It is according to your experience, your understanding, and according to your vasana, the desire will come. If one object comes in front of many people, the response will be different from each people. Each people will be responding differently. So, karnam karma karteti trividha karma sangraha. Karma sangraha means basis of action. Karma chodana, impulses which comes in our mind and we act. And karma sangraha, basis. What is the basis of an action? So it says, karnam karma karteti trividha karma sangraha. or doing any action, three things are required. First thing is karanam, you need instrument. And we have already seen that all the instruments Lord has fitted in our body. So you cannot come to the satsang hall and say, hum kaan apna ghar mein chhod ke aaye hain, aisa nahi hoga. It can never happen. So karanam is there, mind is there. Karanam is required. And the next is karta. Karta, the doer. Karta is required. Without doership, nothing will happen. And karma. Here karma is not action. Here karma means the fall. Shankaracharya says, ipsitatam kartu kriyaya vyapyamanam karma. Most desired karma, what I want. Like aham bhojanam karishyami. Here the bhojan is that karma. Karma means the fruit, the phal. Without the fruit you will not act. This karma is defined in this way. In the next word again the word karma will come. There the definition will be different. Karma means action also. Karma means fruit of action also in Sanskrit. So here in this verse, the karma means fruit of action. I desire this thing. Aham bhojanam karishyami. What I desire? Bhojanam. For bhojanam, I will do this thing. So in this verse, the summary is that impulses of actions is jnana, knowledge, geyam, known, parigyata is the knower. Impulses. And the what is the basis of action? Basis of action is karanam, instrument, karma. Here karma is not action. Here karma means the object which you desire. And karta, the doer. So how do we justify the impulses of action? So it is said parijyata, knower experience. The desire will crop up in the knower. Geyam, known experience. The temptation will come. When you see it, the object you see, the temptation will come. And jnanam, knowledge, experience in the form of similar experience in the past. That will come. Beyond these three, there is no other impulse of action. Only three are the impulses of action. And what is the karma sangraha? Karma sangraha is karta, karnam and karma. So the ego suffering from the desires enter into the field of action. The ego suffering a desire, it will act, come into the field of action. How it will act in the field of action? By karnam, by the instrument. And in order to achieve that karma fall, and the object is to receive that karma fall, are the three things which are the basis of an action.
Jnanam karma cha karta cha.
Jnanam karma cha karta cha.
Tridhaiva guna bhedatah.
Tridhaiva guna bhedatah.
Prochate guna sankhyane.
Prochate guna sankhyane.
Yathavat sunutanyapi.
Yathavat sunutanyapi.
Jnanam karma cha karta cha. Tridhaiva guna bhedatah. Prochate guna sankhyane. Yathavat sunutanyapi.
Jnanam karma karta. In the earlier verse, in the sloka number 18, you will find six words, out of which three dot is again taken for further analysis. In the 18th verse, we find jnanam geyam parikyata, karanam karma karteti. And in this verse, we find jnanam karma cha karta cha tridaiva guna vedata. Jnanam, karma and karta, they also have got three Vedas, three types of them. What are those? Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. Earlier in chapter 14 also, in earlier chapter also, Lord has said about the Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. Again, Lord is going to tell about that Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. Vedata. And now this will continue from 18 to 40. Sloka number 40, this Vedata types, Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic will continue. Tyag and Sannyas, the chapter ends with Sloka number 17. It's over. Now the karma, the topic of the karma is being discussed. It will continue up to 40. So according to the moods, all these sattva, rajas and tamas, they are all our moods of mind. Sometimes we are sattvic, sometimes we are very rajasic, sometimes we are tamasic. And the symptoms we have seen earlier also, tamasic means when there is alasya, laziness, nidra, sleep comes, or pramad, heedlessness, carelessness. These are all the symptoms of tamas. And of the rajas, rajas will make you very active. And in the sattva, the mind will be serene, peaceful, brilliant. Therefore, it was earlier said in Bhagavad Gita that one should not take a decision, very important decision, when the mind is in the state of tamas and rajas. Suppose you are going to sleep, at that time somebody wants some decision from you. What you say? Kal batayenge aapko. Let me sleep. Or you are very rajasic at that time, you are doing work. Okay, I will tell you later on. Sattvic, when the mind is peaceful and serene, at that time one should take decision. So karma, kriya and karta, they are also of three types, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, guna vedata. Oh Lord, is it your interpretation, Lord? Or it is based on something else? Lord said, prochyate guna sankhyane yathavat srunu tanyapi. It's not my invention. Prochyate guna sankhyane, sankhya, sankhya darshan, which were promoted by Kapil Maharshi, they have got Prakriti and Purush. And in the Prakriti part, they discuss about these three gunas. And Vedanta accepts it. Vedanta accepts that part. But Vedanta does not accept the other part, the Purush part. They have got Purush and Prakriti. Prakriti part, three gunas, we accept. Vedanta accepts. The Purush part we don't accept, because they say that each person has got different Atman. And Vedanta says there is only one Atman. So we don't accept that. Similarly, there are different darshans, like Patanjali is the author of Yoga. Jaimini is the author of Karma Kanda. There are Charvak, Bauddha. We accept whatever is common to Vedanta. All of them, they have some factors which is accepted by Vedanta, but some part not accepted. We don't accept. So Lord says, tathava srunu tanyapi, srunu means, Shankaracharya ji says, mana samadhim kuru ityartha. With concentrated mind you listen. Listen attentively, not tentatively. We always listen tentatively, not attentively. So here it is said, O Arjun, listen attentively. I will tell you about jnana, karma, chakarta. The three types of jnana, sattvic jnana, rajasic jnana and tamasic jnana. Karma also, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Karta also, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. So we'll take up in our next class, because all three is to be taken together. Jnanam, Sattvik, Rajasik, Tamasik. Then we will take Karma, Sattvik, Rajasik and Tamasik. And Karta also, so that we can understand well. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.